Nick Aesthetic for Friday, August 25th, 2006. I'm Aaron Smith, the Art Guy, and one podcast to go. What? Oh, sorry. I was just posting something in Chris Kraft's new open source classroom forum. What's a forum? Well, I'm glad you asked. Forums are another kind of online meeting place. They're like chat rooms, since multiple people have access to the same space, but they're also like blogs, since what's written will usually stay online for a long time. I guess that puts them in the middle of the Venn diagram. That seems to be a recurring theme here. In any case, forums can be better or worse than blogs. Better because it's easier to find like-minded individuals interested in what you have to say, but worse because it's not your own personal space. That drawback is more of an issue to some people than others. If you post things on a forum that are too far off topic or do something else that a forum moderator doesn't care for, you can find your posts deleted or in some cases even get your account banned. There's a lot less censorship in the blogosphere, although I do know that there are exceptions to that rule. So which is better? That's like asking if a ball-peen hammer is better than a traditional claw hammer. While there is some crossover, both of them are meant to be used for different purposes. I've found that many people who post regularly on forums also have blogs, and they say different things on each. My sister, for example, is a regular participant in a punk rock forum. She also has a live journal blog that she uses to communicate with her friends. While some of them are also participants in the punk forum, others aren't, so she uses her blog to talk about the random happenings of her life and only posts a little about punk rock there. This is for the best, I think. While I enjoy punk covers of popular 80s songs as much as the next guy, I've never heard of even half of her favorite bands. The Dropkick Murphys rock, though. You can't beat loud punk rockers playing Amazing Grace while being accompanied by a bagpipe player. And of course, forums aren't just for people with nonconformist hairstyles. Leo Laporte runs one of the best forums for tech support I've ever seen. Chris Marquardt has a forum on digital photography. The Discovery Educator Network has a wonderful forum for people interested in integrating technology into education. And like I mentioned earlier, Chris Kraft has a forum on open source software in the classroom. Well, that's my show for today. If you have any questions or comments or criticisms, please feel free to email me at thearchguy@gmail.com. Go to my website, academicaesthetic.com, and leave a comment in the show notes. Or, hey, I have a brand new forum of my own you can get to from my website. It's at academicaesthetic.com/forum. Well, until next time, stay subscribed, fare thee well. And what are you waiting for? Go post something on a forum.